Hello and welcome again to Catholic Answers Focus. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and this time we continue our discussion of the ongoing abuses from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Last week we reported on how the center has become a leading proponent of the idea that certain Christian groups are hate groups. Most specifically, the center has placed Christian groups that defend the natural family alongside neo-Nazi, terrorist, and criminal organizations on a national hate map. Today, we're joined by Dr. Jennifer Robach-Morse, the founder of the Ruth Institute, a global nonprofit organization focused on keeping the family together, protecting the rights of children, and helping the millions of people who have been harmed by family breakdown. The Ruth Institute was recently labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a designation that came with significant consequences. Dr. Morse, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Cy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, can we first, before we get into the consequences, establish what gives you the credentials as a hate group in the eyes of the Southern Poverty Law Center? You're not having hate rallies or planting bombs or attacking anyone. So, what is their justification for that label?
Well, you know, you'd probably have to ask them.
Okay.
No one really knows how you get on these lists, and certainly nobody knows how to get off them
Right. Once
you're on them. We were placed on that hate map in 2013, and that, if you think about it, was prior to the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage, you know, mandating gay marriage across the whole country. We had been very active in that campaign to keep marriages legally defined as a gender-based man-woman institution. And so we came to the attention of, I guess that's how we came to the attention of the Southern Poverty Law Center and the whole stream of pro-LGBT establishment organizations. So as best I can tell, based on what they've put on their little chart there, you know, they have something, if you care to go give them clicks, you can find a little page where they list out all the mean things that I've said. I'm anti-LGBT. That's how I got on that list. And if you notice the other people that you talked about, they are all on that list for being anti-LGBT. None of them, nobody claims that I'm a racist or that
right.
Alliance Defending Freedom is a racist or anything like that. So what that tells you is that it's an overall strategy to discredit people who hold that marriage is one man and one woman, you know, and that's, I think, how your listeners need to view it.
That's the thing. It's even when they put the quotes up, I read through the series of quotes. They're very standard Judeo-Christian understanding of the family. There's nothing in there that is incendiary in any way, unless you think that you know, marriage as a stable union for the good of the children, a man and a woman, a place to produce children and nurture them. If you think that that's hateful, then all of this is hateful. But if you think the basic Judeo-Christian idea is, you know, even if you just thought, well, that's one of the options that's part of legitimate society, this is ridiculous.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, the truth is, Cy, I have won many debates on that topic. And I win those debates by starting from the premise that children are owed something.
Yes.
You know, children deserve a relationship with both of their parents. And that argument has never been refuted by anybody on the other side. And we submit a Supreme Court brief to the Supreme Court prior to the Obergefell ruling. You know, we put in an amicus brief. No one has ever refuted that argument. What they do instead is change the subject. So instead of saying, gee, no, kids don't need their parents, or gee, kids are not entitled to their parents, and here's why, you know, here's why you're wrong. Instead of doing that,
right,
the subject becomes me and whether I'm a mean person, Alan Sears and whether he's a mean person, you know, that becomes the subject. And people need to recognize that that's what this is all about. It's about changing the subject away from the really undeniable fact that the Judeo-Christian tradition is correct and has been all along, and these innovations are really quite quite dark and harmful to the common good and certainly to children.
Are you suggesting there's some evidence in our society that the breakdown of the family has harmed children? I haven't seen that on TV.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my gosh. Listen to you. There's this outfit you should know about. Well, there's a couple of them. One, you should know about the Ruth Institute. Okay. They've got a lot of stuff on it. And then Catholic Answers. There's a group called Catholic Answers, and they seem to know a lot about this.
All right.
You need to check it out, baby.
I am chastised. I am duly chastised.
That's how mean I am. That shows you how mean I am. See, I just gave you a good scolding like your mom would.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and
but the thing about the Southern Poverty Law Center is that it may once have had a kind of legitimacy because it fought the Ku Klux Klan. And then the entire staff of the Southern Poverty Law Center resigned in the 1980s because it was becoming this political hack organization. The only person that stayed was its founder. And now, but still it lives off of those old glory days, I suppose. And people like your bank take seriously when the Southern Poverty Law Center says you're a hate group.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's really too bad about it. It's very, I think the thing that's most revealing about that, did we tell what happened? I don't think we mentioned what actually happened. What happened to me is after I defended myself over this map and wrote a column about it, and we put out a press release on it. And basically I said, you know, I stated the mission of the Ruth Institute, and I said, if this makes us a hate group, so be it. And, you know, I'm not going to engage this conversation, you know, about whether I'm really, you know, I never said anything mean. You know, what we did is we created a little thing called Where's the Hate? And you can go to our website, and there's a page called Where's the Hate? And you can look at the mean things I've supposedly said and read it for yourself and see what you think. But then about a week after that, we received notification from our credit card processing company that they were terminating their relationship with us, that they would no longer process our credit cards. And what that meant was that all of our monthly donors who utilized that service were going to be cut off. And of course it meant that we had to find somebody else to do that. Temporarily, we went with PayPal. We're in the process of replacing that service now. But, you know, they literally did it with no notice whatsoever and no real explanation, all of which we put in our news release that people can see on our website. It's just this one paragraph, and we quote it, and that's literally the sum total of what I know about what they did and why. So, you know, there you go.
And lots of, and people should know the names of these organizations. It's Vanco is the name of the company that, and they process lots of charitable organizations, credit card stuff, and they
look at their homepage, Si. They market themselves to churches,
right?
And
they're a subsidiary of Wells Fargo Bank. And so
I guess that's right. I guess that's right. See, I think what happens, and see, when we signed up with Vanco, we didn't know who their banking partner was. Generally, when you sign up with a credit card processing company, you don't necessarily know who's in the background,
right?
You know, who's their banking partner. And we certainly didn't until that little cryptic statement came out. So,
So how did folks respond when they found out that you had been both labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center and then dropped as a consequence of that by your credit card processor, Vanco? What was the response of the public?
Well, the mainstream news media had no response whatsoever. No left-wing sites had any response whatsoever. But excuse me, I got a frog in my throat here. Conservative publications and Christian publications came to our defense immediately, uniformly said this is the most ridiculous thing ever. And our supporters came through with donations. You know, we had a very good fundraising month because our supporters just came through like champs, and people can continue to do that. I hope that you will. People have heard about us who had never heard about us before. So I feel like it's turned into a good thing. So
It has, but it does give you, it leaves you with an impression that, we talk about all this partisanship and the divide and everything. It seems like people live in two different worlds. If you're reading the mainstream media or the liberal media, you would not even know that these kinds of attacks on Christian groups are going on.
That's right. And you're correct about that. If you had any doubt, this eliminated the doubt. You know, if you had any doubt about whether there was bias in the media or bias in big business, the way big business conducts itself, there's no longer any doubt about that. So I think it's good from that perspective of galvanizing people. We've been saying for a long time, you know, look, there's a huge double standard here. We even said it in our press release, Cy. You know, we said, Vanco and Wells Fargo are private businesses and they're entitled to do business with anybody they want to. We just wish that bakers, wedding photographers, and florists had the same rights recognized, you know. And
right.
So for us, you know, people on our side, we look at that and we say that's a big, you know, hypocrisy on the part of the gay left and so on and so forth. But our people need to understand that the other side does not view it in that way. The way they view it is it's not about, what's fair for one side is fair for the other. They believe they are correct on the substance of the issue, and therefore anything they can do to us, regardless of procedures, anything they can do to us, we have it coming, see?
Right.
And so the florist who says, no, I won't do your wedding, deserves to be crushed by the state. And Vanco or Wells Fargo, they are permitted to crush me privately if they feel like it because they're correct and I'm wrong, see? I have said for a long time that we have got to be defending natural marriage on the merits of the issue, on the substance
yes.
of the issue, and not simply because it violates our religious liberty, because they don't care.
But does that
is not a winning argument anymore.
But does it give you any sense of added pause that big companies, for example, like Apple Computer, they're donors to the Southern Poverty Law Center, but they're also
yep.
they also control places like, you know, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Apples, the Vanco credit card processing, these tech companies. If they take sides, it actually makes it impossible or very difficult for our institutions to function. Would you agree with that? And do you have any concern about that?
I'm very concerned about that they're trying to make it impossible for one side of an argument and a debate to be heard at all. And particularly the online tech world has come out so strongly in favor of the sexual revolution, basically, and all of
yeah.
its manifestations and political correctness, too. This is your source of news. You know, Google, there is now pretty good evidence that Google is not entirely transparent in its searching algorithms. Let's put it that way.
Yes,
you know,
right.
that in other
right.
words, certain things, certain, you know, if you type in certain search criteria, you don't get a clean look at everything that is actually out there on the web. Google is manipulating what you see. And to me, that's the most damaging thing, because, you know, they're controlling information. By controlling information, you control people's thought, you control people's thought, you control the society. And that's something that I think all of us need to take very, very seriously.
Dr. Morris, you said people have been supporting you. Where can they go if they'd like to learn more about the Ruth Institute or possibly support you?
Well, you can go to ruthinstitute.org and you'll see our donate button on there. And right now the processing is being handled by PayPal, or you can send a check. And the address is right there at the bottom of the website in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You can send it to us, and our little old country Cajun bank down here in Lake Charles will be happy to cash your check. No political correctness filters whatsoever. It's all good, you know. So and you can also find us on Facebook.
Dr. Jennifer Robach-Morse, the founder of the Ruth Institute, thank you for being with us and for all that you have done in the service of those who are the victims of the sexual revolution.
Thanks so much for having me on.
And thank you to our listeners. This is Catholic Answers Focus. Join us next time.